All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, if you know one thing about me, it is that I love Hollywood memorabilia.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Where
all the stars come out to shine.
It's the city where they make movies sometimes. I think the city where they make movies is
Toronto.
Not Toronto anymore. Yeah, let's say Toronto.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta. I think Toronto got too expensive, so it became Atlanta, and they shoot a lot of movies in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's the Magic Factory is the important part. It's where sometimes people who work at the Magic Factory live when they're not making magic.
I'm especially proud of this most recent piece that I got because it can be a randomization as well. Gary, feast your eyes on the mailbag from Tool Time on the sitcom Home Improvement.
I remember that mailbag.
Yeah.
What a weird time capsule that people would write in letters to ask questions about tools.
You know.
And wood.
What kind of tool should I use to turn one piece of wood into two? I'd recommend a saw.
Instead of books, they had that.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Instead of YouTube, they had a show that was produced locally. It was for the Detroit market.
And you had to write in and then wait.
Uh-huh.
And hope. You could need to know what kind of patching trowel you wanted to use and then have to wait who knows how long. See if your question got answered.
That lathe is going to be unparged for so long.
I know. It's really a different time. Damn, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Edging. not the tool edging, not the paint
no,
edging.
No. An important distinction to make. Yeah. So you see, instead of saying mail as in a parcel or a post, it's M-A-L-E. That's fun.
Yeah, sure.
Mansion. Yeah. So I'm just going to like reach in here and grab one of the letters and see if there's a basis for a game in here.
Sure. There'll be a lot of time capsule stuff in that.
Yeah. Probably a lot of stuff about I don't know.
Jonathan Monica Taylor Lewinsky. Thomas, honest.
Like
if we're being honest, like probably a lot of gross GTT stuff.
Yeah, probably a lot of really bad. Let's see. Let's just open up this first one that I got. It says, "Dear Tim and Al, I think you will agree with me that women have been stopping us from using our tools the way we need, so therefore we must pick up implements of war." Gary, this is really disturbing. This is, that's like a manifesto.
Sure, a manifesto. Yeah.
he did triple underline and circle
man
in this. Yeah. Wow, this is pretty upsetting. He's proposing some kind of gendered war. Did you change the sound effect on the game computer?
The game computer has been watching a lot of YouTubes. I didn't change anything. The game computer has just been on the Tate Web. Sucks.
Mm-hmm. Turns out that's a game. Gender wars.
My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And welcome to Epic Suffering, where you hit that skip 30-second button until you hear the intro music. Little mean?
I can't disagree. A lot of skips on that one. Longer randomization.
Yeah. A little mean.
I don't know why you read it.
I don't know. we can handle it.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Speak for yourself. This is us doing an abject suffering emergency. I gave up my slot, though this is a K pick. I figured let's use it to follow up on that because so often we declare a abject suffering emergency and then never follow up on it.
Yeah. Sometimes we forget about them. Mm-hmm. Through that. A lot of times we see through the games you may like section on Game Facts. But no, this is there was a game called Gender Wars, developed in part by Sales Curve Interactive. They're calling it the most creatively rich name for a developer ever.
It was developed by The Eighth Day. Sales Curve Interactive was the publisher.
According to Wikipedia, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, you're right.
Boy, diving on a grenade to correct me backfires again.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. Yeah. Published by a company that then got folded into Atari. Yeah. So I was looking at the Moby games for this.
Who knows which one's right? It doesn't matter. two things about this. Mm-hmm. It's not what you expect.
No, it's not like a minigame collection.
It's not a minigame collection. It's also for 1996, fairly equal opportunity. Like finding out there was a woman involved in producing this.
Uh-huh.
Like it has more in common, less in common with like Maxim magazine and more in common with like the Battle of the Sexes board game.
Yeah. You know? Any number of like board games, like there was one based on like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Yeah. That was like around in the family circles when I grew up. Yeah.
It's a celebration of stereotypes without giving primacy to any specific stereotype. Yeah. I was expecting it just to be sexist. And I'm not here to be like, oh, it hurts men too. I'm just saying the perspective of this is both genders are big stereotypes.
Yeah.
Like the men are beer swilling idiots. The ladies are valley girls. What if they were in an RTS, a real-time tactics game?
Well, yeah. So this is the first Syndicate alike we've covered on the network.
Commandos alike. In the future, this is an insane framing device of robots hosting a show called Wars We've Had. Great name, no notes.
Yep.
100% should be the name of the show. And it's like a Mad Magazine article or something. Like, what if just the most mid-90s stereotypes, gender stereotypes, were units in a Syndicate alike?
Yeah.
Pardon?
And the gameplay has nothing to do with gender differences, as far as I know.
They just like robots.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're just wearing like suits.
They're
like,
in this like, has
the most
armor.
Like reskinned energy of anything.
Yeah. Like there are mission briefings, and I don't know, for the guys, was there a little cutscene when you deployed to the mission?
Yeah, it shows two guys who are super stereotypical going to the mission, like being beer drinking idiots.
Yeah. For the ladies, the stereotype was they can't drive, so they're like in this flying, you know, special forces mobile, and one of them literally says, "Ooh, what's this button do?" And then it falls out of the air.
Yeah, they're valley girls.
Yeah,
you know, they can't drive. They don't know buttons. The guys love beer and they know buttons.
Yeah, so it is sexist in the broadest in the broadest definition of that term. But like it is not as like disgustingly hateful as if you like saw this on a free Steam game released today.
I guess. Like a Flash game version of it.
Yeah, I was going to say Newgrounds. Yeah,
I was just thinking about that. Like the Newgrounds version of this would just be Woman Puncher, you know, or something like that. Like it'd be really disgusting.
Yeah,
it's not good.
No,
but it's quainter than you might expect.
Yes.
And then the gameplay genre really threw me for a fucking loop.
Yeah. I just got bored. I was like poking around. I was getting lost. I was hitting dead ends. And I was like, this is not going to, this is not going to surprise me. Every new screen is just another hallway in this facility or another alley, another street.
This game got, GameSpot gave it a 6 out of 10, which feels about right.
Yeah.
For a completely serviceable version of this game, mm-hmm. when you expect this would be the kind of thing that would be like a Postal, you know, like it got absolutely trashed, but then it has weird people championing it because it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither trashed nor evil.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of the worst of both worlds.
It's a secret third thing. Just mediocre.
Yeah. Like mediocre. And then just full of things that I find hard to be mad at.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm not into, I know the women aren't valley girls. Mm-hmm. That sucks. Can you get mad at that? Like it's so ancient.
You don't want to idolize a past, right? But that ancientness and the fact that what they chose to portray here is not inoffensive, but so like inert almost culturally. Right.
Yeah.
Like it did give me a little bit of a sense that we have so moved backwards in some very key ways.
There's no insidiousness to this.
Yeah.
Right. Like it has no, like, this does not feel like it could be born from anything someone actually thinks.
Right.
This is born of a drawing, you know, again, like a Mad Magazine drawing of a Valley Girl and a Mad Magazine drawing of a jock.
Yes.
It's weird notebook, you know, sub, like not even like high school newspaper comics, you know, level of understanding of these things.
Yeah.
It made me nostalgic too. I was just like, oh man, the version of this now would be like involve phrenology, basically.
Pretty much.
Like if they were actually doing an RTS thing, it would be about like physiognomy and shit. Like it'd be gross.
Yeah, no.
There, unit types at all. Yeah.
There would be lots of stuff about fertility. There would be lots of questioning the age of consent.
Yeah.
Like it would be
units through like breeding pools and shit. Like, be disgusting. Like there would be sex assault in the version of this that was made today on the, if there was a Newgrounds equivalent.
Yeah.
Like it's how you would win fights. And it would also not have, like when you start this, you choose which gender and they're both kind of teams. It doesn't have gameplay perspective, but like similar to, or not even similar. It's like a step above the religious RTS, where if you choose the atheist and you train your units at colleges, you can't win. I can't remember what that game is. Left Behind game.
Yeah, the Left Behind RTS. Yeah.
Tribulation Forces.
We're the only female units were medics.
Yeah, medics. Tribulation Forces is a good suffix.
That's a pretty good suffix.
Like actually, in a back of the habit kind of way. Yeah. You know?
And like you know the ending of this, you don't want to be like, oh, it's an equal opportunity offender or whatever, but like whoever wins, the coda is like the order that gender establishes is taken down by a revolution of sexes cooperating, right?
Yeah,
it's like
people who are beyond this thing, like it's for 1996, like you don't want to give this too many flowers, but like for 1996, this is significantly more progressive than I thought it would be.
Yes. Yeah.
First doing the way that equal opportunity offender or whatever has aged did not mean that.
Yep.
You know, like it's just a thing people say, but when they say it, it means they're lying. This feels like it kind of is, you know, and it only does that because these are things I feel like it'd be very hard to be offended by.
Yeah.
You know, if this were, again, were more insidious, sure. But as is, the stereotypes are so broad. For this, it's like just Archie Bunker stereotypes.
Yeah. Not going to say they're harmless or anything, but like it feels like the ammo has gotten much more live. I guess.
When's the last time like a Valley Girl stereotype did something?
Oh no,
you know, it's not harmless, but like it's very diluted.
That's also like reclaimed, and it was reclaimed in a way like shortly after this, like Legally Blonde, right?
Yeah. And it shows up with like current with like certain pop stars and stuff.
Yeah.
No, like it is diluted to the point of being water.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. It's homeopathic sexism. It's
exactly. You get this at the herbalist. You don't get this at the doctor.
Yeah.
And especially for the cover of this is so fucking serious.
Gender wars.
The spray painted, you know, male female symbol and then the stencil font. Very good.
Did you look up the advertising? Like we're talking about the game itself. The advertising is fucking wild.
No, I did not see that.
Just do a search for like gender wars game ad.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Yeah. you will know, and there are a couple that pop up, but the main one, the first one, I think is most famous for this. The headline on it is, "How many women have you shot up today?"
Yeah, that's
well, not great. I don't know, Elliot Rogers.
Yeah, shot up.
Yeah.
Shot up's not real. That also is like, really sounds like a mix between like knocked up and shot.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one, the It's a Man's World, A Woman's Work Is Never Done, where it shows how there is no difference between these two units.
Yeah.
Like through there, it's like showing that there's not a concept of this gameplay wise.
Yeah.
Even in this thing.
Almost everything can be blown up. 28 massive missions.
Yeah. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That sure does sound cool, but.
There's one that's not quite showing up here. Okay, one of them is I had to like find a YouTube video of like somebody just reading the ad copy off of this. Pretend I'm not doing that, but just ad copy here. Picture of a bunch of women while the men, like old timey picture of a bunch of women while the men were in the bar. Myrtle, Dot, Ava, and Nancy cooked up a deadly plot on their secretly installed CD-ROM. Their mission to obliterate the male species. And there's another one that is, while the girls cooked dinner, Jack, Arthur, Sid, and Jim brewed up a poisonous plot, their mission to obliterate the female species. They knew it would take a lot of balls.
These are just, it's Mac from It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Like, is nobody actually has ever thought this. Like, mm-hmm. Even Al Bundy didn't think this. He just wanted women to not be mean to him. He's not a victim. Al Bundy sucks. But yeah. he wasn't like, let's eliminate the species.
Yeah, he just didn't want to be bothered for things like sex.
Yeah, with sex with a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he's a lot like Mac, yeah, actually. Yeah. I just found, looking up those ads, this is what, look at the cover of this. This is what I thought this was going to be like.
Let me see here.
This game snacks.
Game snacks, DVD game, gender wars, girls versus guys.
Like that, this is what this seems like it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
This is exactly what I was expecting.
Absolutely.
Huh. XXXY, feel the magic. You know?
Not like even that. That's like a little proto Elite Beat Agents.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like some bad ideas about gender. What's up with when we're watching the TV show in the beginning of this of wars we've had, and they show the expert on the gender wars, and it's not a robot. I assumed it'd be a robot because the other guy's a robot.
Because the host is a robot. It's two talking JPEGs. It's two talking bitmaps.
And then you get the guy who just looks like an author photo. Uh-huh. Of someone I don't recognize. Is that a real person?
Oh, I don't know. It just looks like the old white guy.
There's just like an old, with a surprising amount of like gravitas to him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, is this supposed to be somebody I recognize who's the expert in the gender wars?
And then there's just a lady, like an academic lady.
Yeah.
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 And that intro goes on. Did you sit and listen to the entire thing? It is interminable.
It is. There's not very many cutscenes in this game. Like most of it's hot gameplay action. Mm-hmm. You do end up watching a lot of intro for that.
Yeah.
This is I'm kind of surprised I never heard of this game before, because here I'm going to put another thing in your Slack here. There's lots of little like screenshots that felt like they would become reaction images to me.
Including this, just the dead bodies floating in water with ladies in armor looking down, male defeat.
Yeah, like that's Twitter. You know, that's a Twitter. Somebody could tweet that and probably get some likes off it.
I'm sure there's a female defeat image here somewhere. Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. Even the fact that this hasn't happened almost makes me feel a little bit like the circles who I follow at least are above it.
Yes.
Like, which is a nice feeling.
Man, that is a nice feeling. When we talked about this, Gwen was surprised that we had not heard about it before. So I guess this is infamous in some ways. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'd never heard of it before.
No.
Yeah. Do not know. There was more to the actual game itself and the concept. I almost wish it was worse.
Yeah.
More evil, because there'd be more to talk about.
There'd be a lot more episode here, I think.
Yeah.
The GameFAQs message board for this is fucking disgusting.
It is really gross. Yeah. This is what you'd expect.
Yeah.
You know, from this.
Yeah. From wandering_hero, topic name, is this game how Tumblr sees the world? Has nothing. Also, this guy's sick. Rip politics board. Not that anything there actually mattered.
I don't even care. Forget about it.
Yeah.
this one I don't find as gross, because it's like, you know, Tumblr is annoying.
Uh-huh.
There's a lens from which Tumblr is very annoying. Mm-hmm. My character won't stick it in the girl's pooper by Gorilla Knight, I think, is worse.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Because this is immensely sexless as a game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is gender with no sexuality whatsoever
mm-hmm.
as a thing. Like, sometimes when they show the ladies, they're a little bit buxom because of the stereotype they're portraying.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're in Iron Man armor.
Yeah, they're in Iron Man armor, and you can see that they have lipstick on.
Yep. It may as well be a burqa. Like, it is not titillating.
Not at all.
I don't even know what this guy's talking about.
No, I think he just wanted to make a joke about non-consensually having anal intercourse with someone. Gorilla Knight, the OP, what am I doing wrong? Eternal Wolf 18, maybe has the invincibility cheat on it. She is cheating on you.
Yes, the joke being that she would have that cheat so you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And cheating on you.
And that not being it. Yeah. Don't like that.
I don't really like pooper. When people say that in sex, every once in a while, I may have said this on Another Suffering before, I'll be watching porn and somebody will drop that phrase.
No.
And that is, that fucking synchronics me out of it.
You just fade to the present.
Yeah. I just fade to the present. Like I've left the phone realm and I'm all of a sudden I'm on my bed killing time before having to, you know, before taking a shower.
Yeah.
I'm out of it. Cannot.
Yeah, no. The only use of it that I like is in It's Always Sunny when they're trying to do the Patty's billboard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Frank proposes his idea for it and I think it's Dennis who says, you know, people don't want that. People want you know, tight ass or ripped abs and tight poopers.
It's also worth that when you were earlier and you're like, the message board for this is disgusting.
Yeah.
There's only four messages.
Uh-huh.
And only that one is like really, really directly gross. In terms of GameFAQs message boards, this is actually pretty mild.
Yeah.
Like this could be way worse. I'm not trying to like cut down on.
No, you're not. I'm not trying to give it just
flowers. Like it's just, why is it not that bad?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really feels like the manosphere would get a hold of a game like this and would use this message board to be really shitty. Is the GameFAQs message board better moderated than I think? Or is this just actually really obscure and Gwen shouldn't have been clowning on us?
Okay, this is about settling that grievance now.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, fairly mild. We've seen way grosser stuff on the message boards.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like this. My character won't stick in the girl's pooper message, but like... everything else pretty mild. Did anyone enjoy playing through this game, says Mirror Aura? What kind of game is this, says Cyborg 99 Return?
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing to be offended in that. That's, you know.
Yeah. I'm a dissatisfied customer with this game that I played for free.
Same. Yeah, there's nothing really here.
No.
The offensive version of this that isn't just like a manosphere thing is pretty hard to conceive of. You know, right? Like doing it as a syndicate alike, doing it as a commandos alike, and having it not just be like a Columbine simulator, but except for Elliot Rodger.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. No, it's it is kind of hard. Like that. Again, like the further we get into this, it is hard for me to say exactly what I expected it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Minigame compilation. Minigame compilation where it's like guess the stereotypes.
Yeah.
You know, finish the joke, the Catskills comedian jokes.
Yeah.
You know?
Guess this woman's breast size from a picture.
Yeah. Stuff like that, like smash or pass.
Yeah.
You know? But no, it's not that.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Go gender wars.
Go. welcome to the
war on
woke, on the side of woke gender wars.
Yeah, you're right. A coalition of genders is going to be necessary to tear down whatever this is.
Solidarity will prevail. We have more in common than we don't. Yeah.
Thanks, gender wars.
Yeah. I agree, gender wars.
I agree with gender wars. The they did good work.
Yeah.
Those were the wars we've had. I would watch that show. There's a lot of wars I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Like just a robot telling me about wars we've had and just kind of picks a different random war.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, there are some pretty obscure wars out there.
Super obscure wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't mind it. Yeah. What else is in the news? I really expected there to be a lot to this.
Do you want
to do
that?
Yeah. We might have to. This isn't quite, it's worth noting too, this isn't like the, what were the lemmings like? We just
Troddlers? Troddlers?
It's not the Troddlers. This isn't as good as this isn't Troddlers good.
No. I still was very bored. It's just that in a space where I expected it to be fucking ghastly, it was just inert.
Yeah. It does nothing. Yeah. Very, very hard to be upset about. It made me want to, I could have done this. I'm going to say it made me want to do something and then I didn't do it because I did other stuff instead. Uh-huh. But look up and see if this generated any discourse at the time.
Oh.
There weren't as many avenues for discourse at the time.
No, it would have had to have, you know, come up in a, like in a review, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's one of those things. '96 would have been tough for it, but also like you end up with things, just like anything could happen in PC games because nobody was paying any attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, Mortal Kombat got, you know, hit because of the, you know, A, it was in arcade, so you could just walk by it, and B, it was on home consoles and parents were able to see it. Like,
right.
You know, there are probably not a lot of people accidentally running into gender wars.
No, it ends up in like the leather goddesses of Phobos Hole.
Yeah.
You know.
A retrospective by Richard Cobbett of PC Gamer called it a rubbish syndicate wannabe, one which still handles the subject better than Rex Nebular and the Cosmic Gender Bender.
Yeah, probably.
Which is a wild game.
It's something like once you realize that closeted trans people like media about gender bending,
yep,
it makes it seem like there can't, like, I feel like Rex Nebular probably was not written by a closeted trans person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the joke was probably that they changed gender, mm-hmm, but now everything's through that lens where I'm like,
yeah,
huh, somebody, I guess that worked for somebody.
Yeah.
Or I think about like Edwin in Baldur's Gate 2.
Right.
And I'm like, this is supposed to be a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think somebody was expressing their gender identity through the girdle of femininity, masculinity that like Gary Gygax created as a joke.
Yeah.
And prank his friends.
Uh-huh. But like, yeah. I don't know, trans people latch onto that. I mean, raising my hand over here.
Yeah.
But no, like I don't look at something like, I don't know, Rex Nebular and the Cosmic Gender Bender or the Edwin quest line or, you know, gag and think like, oh, I wish her well in her journey. I don't know.
Yeah.
Vibes are different. It's not like the Drew Carey thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, powerful icon.
Yeah.
You know, egg icon, Edwin, the evil red wizard of Thay.
Yeah.
Like, and again, more representation for trans evil wizards. Like,
yeah, please.
Fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this bonkers review thing.
This is going to be petty. This is going to sound really petty.
It's going to sound petty, but I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Similar to like gender wars. I have no feelings about this. I just think this is great.
Yeah.
I think this is funny and this is a gift to me.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, you made
a horrible mistake.
It wasn't bad. Like, this is actually, it wasn't a mistake at all because it gave me this.
Okay.
Nothing I read made me feel bad. Uh-huh. There's nothing new.
Was there anybody gunning for me in the April range?
No, not that I saw. There was stuff about us supporting Transactive and stuff.
Yeah.
But nothing that I didn't see anything specifically for that. Mm-hmm. And I've looked through Patreon exit surveys and we've had like one.
Mm-hmm.
One's pretty good.
Yeah, one's pretty good based on that.
I'm not saying that's like it's good that they did it. It's good behavior. Fuck them.
Yeah.
One?
One? Okay. I can take one. Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least the people were going to talk about it.
Oh, I was braced for worse. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Like, and that person didn't even, I don't think this will cause psychic harm, sincerely. Okay. If you need to put in a marker and cut this out.
Okay.
I found the body of it very funny.
Okay.
All they did was say trans, no periods, no capitalization. And I was like, you know what? That was why you did it.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Well,
okay.
Okay.
It seems like something you'd elaborate, but like.
Weird that you can't hang, but okay.
Well, and weird that you can't hang, but also didn't see it as an opportunity to write a screed.
Yeah, yeah.
I would expect, like, if you're going to go in for a penny, you'd be like, oh, I'm, you know, going to be mean. Mm-hmm. No, just kind of factual.
Yeah. Just, yep. You know what?
I don't like trans people. I don't know.
I can't argue. Yes, trans. Also, you don't like trans people. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with both.
Those are two things. Yeah. So I was looking through reviews, and it usually caused me a lot of psychic damage. I don't know why I did it. Mm-hmm. This time did not really cause me psychic damage because I got two of them that were very funny. One of them I alluded to, I think this was the last recording, but it just said 3 out of 5 title review, pronouns, body review, pronouns. It's 3 out of 5. I think that's very funny. Historically, when people have been mad at us politically, we always like it when somebody like does like us.
Uh-huh.
And they're wrestling with this tension.
Yes.
In themselves of kind of wanting to respect us, but like mm-hmm. not being able to.
Yeah. No, and just 3 stars is very funny. I find that the 2 star is the one that's most hurtful.
Yeah. You know? None of these hurt me. If somebody's just a chud, none of those hurt me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've got armor on about that. Like that is not the reason that I don't look at them. It is for the more like substantial ones.
No,
like,
the show's changed. Gary's a fucking maniac. Like he doesn't like anything. His mercurial mm-hmm. taste. There was an essay somebody fucking wrote about how hypocritical I am because I like Final Fantasy Tactics and I didn't like Tactics Ogre. that was insane. Like I was just like, oh, this is a lot of care uh-huh. into this thing. Like, but anyway, that stuff will do psychic damage to me sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, like, especially because we talked about this before, they'll name one of us. That uh-huh. feels bad.
Yeah.
This one doesn't do that, though. this is my favorite review we've ever gotten.
Yep.
By far.
We need to print this somewhere.
I'm going to get this put up on the wall. 1 out of 5 review.
What show is this for?
I had searched DuckFeed reviews.
Okay.
So I don't know. This was through an aggregator.
Okay.
It wasn't through iTunes. It was like podcast something, which was a review aggregator for aggregator for podcasts that I did not know about before I did this.
Okay. So,
this is by the bin APT 22322. Mm-hmm. Title of the review, Bin Laden fans.
Good start.
They shut that website down. After SEALs Team 6 did their thing.
Yeah, and then ate that lunch.
Yeah, ate that huge lunch. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. It's an anti-American manifesto of a podcast. Pro-Weather Underground, pro-Bill Ayers, pro-9/11, pro-Khalil Sheikh Mohammed. Mm-hmm. Unless you agree with all the above and hate white people, I'd not bother here. No hearts or minds are changed, just an echo chamber of Bin Laden talking points for other Bin Laden fans.
That is a description of our podcast and our work being no hearts or minds are changed, just an echo chamber of Bin Laden talking points for other Bin Laden fans. Really good.
I love it.
I love Bin Laden talking points.
It feels so outdated. Like this feels like if you could get like a Colin Moriarty fact to talk.
Yes. Yeah. Like you get reviewed by different facts and like a horrible, horrible sequel to Wreck-It Ralph. And it's just like I made this joke in the green room before we started recording today. Like your anti-American manifesto, I would assume would have like a little bit more focus.
Yeah.
You know? Like we spent a lot of time complaining about Hideo Kojima. Mm-hmm. For an anti-American manifesto. That guy loves America.
Uh-huh.
We don't talk about anti-America that often.
No,
I can't remember the last time I talked about hating white people. I don't hate mm-hmm. white people.
No.
Like, what a psychopath you have to be to like have this reaction.
Yeah.
What a wild thing.
I mean, just like, you know, just what it is by virtue of saying that racial justice is good. You would only say that if you wanted every last white person, ourselves included, to be dissolved in some kind of vat.
As somebody who, whether this is good or not, all of my best friends are white. Mm-hmm. I do not hate white people.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I don't hate any people categorically. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's the right way to be. I learned it in kindergarten.
Yeah. I hate people on what they do and believe.
Yeah. You don't hate people based on a thing like that. It's pretty sick.
Uh-huh.
And then the references in this, like the Bill Ayers thing, Weather Underground.
I can't shut up about Bill Ayers. God. Somebody who like notably mellowed out and like had like administration contacts with fucking like the Clintons and Obama. Yep. Like kind of disavowed his work with the Weather Underground. Like he fucking did an interview on InfoWars. Come on.
it's real, the review, uh-huh. Like review when he meets the neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Well, but you guys like him. He does an interview on InfoWorlds. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, but this is after all his Obama shit, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And then just a pro Khalil Sheikh Mohammed.
I love him.
you sent this to me last night, you know, to look at. And my response is, his name is Khalid, and this guy would be better keeping our glorious martyr's name out his mouth.
You just love that dude. Constantly talking about it. It's mostly constantly. What the show is.
Yeah, no, yeah. KSM, baby. I definitely haven't talked about how fucked up Guantanamo is.
No. I've got a KSM tattoo. Yeah. So this isn't just being butthurt about reviews or anything. This is just very funny to me.
Yeah.
And again, that phrase, all of our Bin Laden talking points for other Bin Laden fans. It's a public service to talk about this here because you probably didn't know that that's who you were.
Yeah.
And that's so, why you come to our shows.
If you need to make some calls, like if you hear sirens encroaching, our bad. We made you Bin Laden fans and we didn't intend to do that.
Yeah, forced Bin Ladification. it's such a fucking time capsule.
Yeah.
I just, the reason why it was funny in Friendship they kept talking about taking out Bin Laden is because it's pretty old news.
Uh-huh.
Even among Chuds.
Yeah.
Who's talking about Bin Laden now?
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, like, the real Chuds don't believe that Bin Laden is dead, or they believe he was killed at a different time or place.
Oh.
And that Obama specifically staged it in order to influence the 2012 election.
There we go.
That's like the real Chud view on this.
Open and shut.
To focus on, like, the last time anybody's talked about, like, the substance of Bin Laden's beliefs was like when his letter to America was circulating on TikTok. And by circulating on TikTok, I mean 4 people posted it. And then conservative news latched onto it as though youth were suddenly getting real radicalized about, you know, just U.S. bases in the Middle East and also, you know, the need for, you know, a religious ethno state. Yeah.
Maybe this happened in the wake of that, assuming we had gotten caught up in Bin Laden mania. Like Swifties, but for Bin Laden.
The backlash to Hulkamania went a little bit too far.
It went really far.
Yeah.
All of the, like anything, obviously I also know this is just part of like a, you know, a fake magical mindset that the truth of this doesn't matter. They wrote this because they thought it would bother us to be compared to people like that. But this whole like don't bother stuff, there's little hints of it actually trying to be public service for other people that I think is amusing.
Yeah. And just so the same thing with, you know, pronouns. Just like, hey, here's a warning. Know, let me save you a click.
Yeah, let me save you a click. This is a thing. You know, and it's like, well, you're very sensitive.
Yeah, it's very sensitive. Like, such a tough guy not being able to hear a pronoun literally less than a second at the beginning of a show.
Yeah, it makes your ears bleed. You know, it just takes 1 second. You're like, oh. Uh-oh. That tells me everything I need to know. Yeah, this guy probably doesn't like Tactics Ogre as much as Final Fantasy Tactics. I'm not going to listen to him talk about it for 2.5 hours.
I feel like we did a pretty good job describing why those two games are different.
I think so, too. Their review was like, he complained about these features and then said he didn't engage with them. And I'm like, my big thing was my characters didn't have enough powers. I didn't have a right enough verb set.
Yeah, there wasn't enough differentiation for making a party, for making a team.
Yeah, like, yes, it was cool that I didn't have to re-level up characters because I'd level up the job, but the job itself sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty basic thesis for it not being as fun.
Yeah.
And we
talked about the context. Like, Tactics Ogre, you know, came out elsewhere first. Yeah, like, it's a more basic game. Fine.
Yeah. It's a good fucking episode.
I like that. I like those episodes.
Yeah. There's a bunch of, you know, that was just a refreshing, insane thing to this one.
Yeah.
And then most people are really nice. I was thinking about, the opposite happens too, because we'll get reviews where they'll just say like 5 stars because we're progressive.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel as bad, but I also don't like that much.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Talk about stuff we do. Don't talk about what we are.
Exactly. Like review the show, please. I understand. We talk about bringing our full souls to the shows.
I'm glad you like us. And I'm glad that you think we're good people. We try, but also like, this is our job. This is serious. You know, it's our work.
Yeah. It's our work. We put effort into it. Additionally, I don't think that my beliefs are 5-star worthy. I think that my beliefs are by and large, like that should just be the standard. It's just kind of like a real, like just small basis in, empathy.
She doesn't need to be lauded. We don't deserve extra credit for that. It's nice
table stakes.
It's fucking bleak that we did it. But I'm just saying, you know, talk about the show.
Yeah.
You know, talk about how good it was that I compared Final Fantasy Tactics to Tactics Ogre.
Let me put it in context. Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, been a minute since we've done anything like that. We owed ourselves a treat. fellow Bin Laden enthusiast, what can people do if they like the show and they like our boy?
If you like this show, like our boy, what?
Bin Laden.
Oh, okay.
You said you'd never forget.
Yeah. Well, the true Bin Laden fans out there would go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and kick us some money. You get a whole bunch of bonus content and you help us continue doing these shows.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You can also leave us range reviews. If you like our content, do so.
Please.
Taking these kind of low information ones that just say pronouns, don't tell you anything about the show. Mm-hmm. If you like what we do, review it and say what you like about it.
Yeah.
That, you know, presumably these are useful. If I Googled it, somebody else could have Googled it. Have people learn about what it actually is. And if they don't like it at that point, great. I have no feelings about that. But, like, do it for what we actually are.
Yeah, please.
No. Also, join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Yeah. Until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, remember, this has been Abject Suffering, where what's in the box?